Howard Dean seems to be moving steadily toward becoming the next chairman of the Democratic National Committee. Yesterday, he won the endorsement of the Association of State Democratic Chairs. Today, one of his chief rivals, former Texas Congressman Martin Frost, dropped out of the race. And the AFL-CIO refused to endorse a candidate, dealing a blow to Dean's opponents. To sort all this out, NPR's Mara Liasson is with us. And Liasson, looks like things are looking up for Howard Dean.
They certainly are. Dean needs half of the 447 votes when the DNC members vote on February 12th, and this endorsement of the state Democratic Party chairs is a very important one. Dean also got the endorsement of Wellington Webb, who's the former Denver mayor who dropped out of the race for chairman yesterday. And although, as you said, the AFL-CIO is withholding an endorsement, Dean also has support from some key union leaders like the American Federation of Teachers. So Kathy Sullivan, who was the New Hampshire state party chair, who was not supporting Dean originally, said yesterday that she would be, quote, wicked surprised if Dean was not over the threshold by the end of the week. So you're right. It looks very good for him.
Wicked surprise. What has this race for DNC chairman been about?
It's been about Howard Dean, not unlike the Democratic presidential primaries were last year. Dean was clearly the most prominent figure to enter the race. He had the support, just as he did during the primaries, of many in the party's grassroots and now the state party chairs, because of his proven organizing ability. And as you remember, during the primaries, before his candidacy imploded during the Iowa caucuses, he showed that he was able to energize the activist base of the party to raise money in a new way using the internet. Although, on the other hand, just as there was during the primaries, there are a lot of Democrats who are leery of a Dean chairmanship and thought he would not be the best face for the Democratic Party.
What's the case against Howard Dean?
The argument against Dean is that he's too identified with the anti-war left of the party, which is interesting because although he did ride that issue during the primaries, his record on issues other than foreign policy is not left of center. He is actually a staunch, centrist, pragmatic, reform Democrat who is pro-gun rights, comes from a rural state, and he's a deficit hawk. The other argument against him is that although he is very mediagenic and articulate and certainly would be a magnet for the television talk shows, he can be too outspoken, too undisciplined. Certainly that was part of his undoing as a candidate. And then there is the famous scream, which some Democrats worry would be the theme song for every Dean appearance.
Well, with Martin Frost out of the race now, and as you said, Wellington Webb dropped out a while ago, who is in the race apart from Howard Dean?
There are three candidates left other than Dean. Simon Rosenberg, who's the head of the New Democratic Network, Donnie Fowler, who is a Democratic operative and the son of a former party chair, Don Fowler, and Tim Romer, who's a former congressman from Indiana. Now, one other candidate, David Leland, who's the former Ohio state party chair, also dropped out today. So none of the remaining three candidates have the support to stop Dean. So it looks like if there is going to be a viable alternative to Dean at this late date, it will have to come from outside the current field. And a lot of Democrats that I've talked to who've been dissatisfied with the field of candidates, including Dean, all along, some of those Democrats, like party activist Donna Brazile, who was Al Gore's campaign manager, believe that someone from outside this current field could still get in between now and a week from Saturday. But it is getting pretty late.
An ABD candidate. Anybody
yes,
but Dean.
Yes, an ABD candidate.
This is getting late. February 12th?
February 12th.
How important is it? Who is the Democratic committee chair, Mara? Seriously.
It's important because the Democratic Party right now is at its weakest in a generation. They don't have the White House or either House of Congress. They need someone to go on television to articulate the Democratic alternative to the Bush administration's policies and to rebuild the infrastructure of the party around the country from the ground up to counter the Republicans. And it's important if the country is going to have a vibrant, competitive two-party system.
Thank you, Mara.
Thank you, Robert.
NPR's Mara Liasson talking about the race for chairman of the Democratic National Committee. We'll be right back.